The question before us is Britain a country that wants to uphold that international taboo against the use of chemical weapons? And my argument is, yes, it should be that sort of country. Right, Honourable Gentlemen.
Britain's House of Commons destroyed any hopes President Obama may have had for support from a close ally, voting to reject a military strike on Syria. Here in Washington, the U.S. Congress is in recess until September 9th, so a vote in the coming days is highly unlikely. Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel is leading efforts for Congress to have a say, with a bipartisan letter to the president signed by close to 140 lawmakers.
He does need to call us into a joint session, make the case before the American people, allow us a reasonable amount of time to deliberate the matter, and then to issue specific statutory authority prior to the use of military force.
Top officials have briefed key members of Congress, and President Obama phoned House Speaker John Boehner. Ridgel says consultations alone are not enough.
Even the discussions he's having with senior leadership of the House and the Senate, that's also a good thing, but it too is not a substitute for engaging the institution itself, Congress, as a separate and equal branch of government.
Analysts say there are many precedents for presidents to act without Congress, most recently in Libya. Wells Bennett of the Brookings Institution.
But in a case like this, where there's no clear threat to, say, U.S. interests or U.S. people, it's a little bit more difficult to fit a unilateral presidential action in Syria in line with some of those past other historical episodes where presidents have acted alone.
Opponents of unilateral action are citing the 1973 War Powers Resolution, passed to limit executive power after the Vietnam War.
The idea is that if the president uses force abroad, deploys the United States armed forces into what's called hostilities under the law, that it triggers a time clock when he has, obviously, to report on what he's done, but also, after the certain passage of that clock, bring the people back.
Some lawmakers, such as Republican Senator John McCain, agree with the president that action must be taken in response to alleged chemical attacks by the Syrian government.
The House will come to order.
For those who demand a voice for Congress, their only recourse may be a later vote to defund any potential military operations in Syria. Cindy Sain, VOA News.